I'm in Cockermouth, where it's tipping down with rain again this morning. That's not altogether a bad thing, because if it was raining heavily in the Lake District, that's where the water would come from that would send the water level rising here again, whereas raining in Cockermouth, it'll just go down to the sea and the water shouldn't have gathered any force by then. But there's great concern at the minute about the Carver Bridge at Workington, which has been structurally damaged by the floods and has moved, and they think that's going to become the sixth bridge in Cumbria to collapse. I'm just down in Main Street now, at the junction with the West Sand Lane, and this is where Wordsworth's house is, a magnificent Georgian house. His father was the agent to the big estate round here. It fronts directly onto the joint Derwent and Cocker, which meet the two rivers which meet in this town, and is one of the principal attractions. All the signs outside Cockermouth have it top of their list, those brown tourist signs, you know. The front garden here has been completely devastated. The whole wall on one side has come crashing down, not of the house, of the garden. The main street is completely deserted. You can probably hear in the background, as well as the seagulls, a kind of chirrup of alarms. Mayo is still here. That's symbolic. Mayo is the statue of the 6th Earl of Mayo, which stands in the middle of the high street, the main street of Cockermouth. This main street, which was just a river on Thursday night and Friday. And there was a lot of speculation about whether he'd have gone, but he hasn't gone. He's still there on his plinth. And beyond him is the town Christmas tree, which remarkably hasn't fallen down.
People are just waiting for these guys to make this town safe now, and they want to be back in here, getting their businesses up and running again. And what we have to do is the county council and borough councils to give them all that assistance that they need to do that, providing them with methods of cleaning out their taking the stuff away that they don't discarded, and moving them forward as fast as we can. Obviously, drying out's a major stalling in that process, because it's winter. Slow to dry out, we're on gravel. Sure. But we must assist them and get it going again. Plus, people need to get back into their houses and get their lives back together. That I think the majority of people didn't have the opportunity really to do much at all. It was it was like on this 2 and 3 hour period, and it was right there and just cleaned everything out. And it was a matter of now then saving people's lives. So I would imagine the majority of people have lost stock, as have lost everything. And it was so torrential that it was coming in one door and whipping stuff out in the street and basically cleaning out the shops for them.
Well, I'm with one of the busiest men around, the Member of Parliament, Tony Cunningham. Well, it must be awful to look at this at close quarters.
It's absolutely devastating. We're looking out over a main street which looks like a war zone. The rain is still coming down. People are still not being allowed back into their homes. And it's not just Cockermouth. You know, Keswick has suffered. Workington is suffering at the moment. Some of them are running short of food. Some of them are running short of medication. The community centre, which is trying to get materials in, is down to their last few packets of nappies, their last few jars of...
How bad is that?
Yeah, their last few jars of baby food. The neighbouring towns are running out of food as well. The shops are. To give you an example, I spoke to a taxi driver who would have taken a fare to Seaton from Workington, which is about a mile away, 1 mile. He took a round trip last night of 180 miles
simply
in
because
order to get to the place which was a mile away. You can see it's 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, because you can no longer cross
no
the Derwent.
There's no bridges across the Derwent. So impressed by people coming to the reception centres and just coming and volunteering.
I've
just turning up and...
There's some church people who are busy, you know, doing the traffic, and it's fantastic.
Yes, no, it's incredible. And everywhere you go, that community spirit is there. As I've said on a number of occasions, the buildings might be broken, but the people aren't.